Good morning, Dr. Shane, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Say, S-E-A-Y. This goes to the VA on 6/21/23. Mr. Say performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the unleashed bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response or improved effort, leaving the patient with only minimal airways obstruction, period. Compared to prior study data 9/8/22, there's been improvement in the post-bronchodilator study, period. New paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing improvement, period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Robert Say, S-E-A-Y. This goes to Dr. Brizek, B-R-I-Z-K, at the VA. On 6/21/23, Mr. Say performed a 6-minute walk test period prior to ambulating. The room air saturation was 98%, period. After walking 477 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 96%, period. The paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Thomas Cavanaugh. This goes to Gary Topin, T-O-P-P-I-N, on 6/21/23. Mr. Cavanaugh performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulation, the room air saturation was 95%, period. At 2 minutes and 45 seconds, the patient paused with a desaturation to 88%. He was given 2 liters of oxygen, improved to 95%. And then continued his walk, period. At the end of the study, his saturation was 88%, period. The paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with transient demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Jan Rawlings. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 6/21/23, Mr. Rawlings performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. Without significant airways obstruction, period, the air velocity index was less than 1. However, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was greater than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/15/22, there's no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, moderate restriction without obstruction, without bronchial reactivity, showing no progression, period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Jan Rawlings. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 6/20/23, Mr. Rawlings performed a 6-minute walk test, period, prior to ambulating a room air saturation with 94%, period. At 3 minutes and 39 seconds, he paused due to desaturation to 88%, was placed on 2 liters of oxygen and recovered, was able to continue ambulating, period. At the end of the study, he achieved 242 meters, and his saturation was 88%, period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance with transient demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Richard Brown. This goes to Dr. Carnahan. On 6/21/23, Mr. Brown performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/20/22, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Jerry, that's J-E-R-R-Y, Gilbert. This goes to Amanda Shirley, comma, PA. On 6/21/23, Mr. Gilbert performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction, no bronchial activity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/10/22, there's been no change, period, no paragraph compression, normal study, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Kimberly Fulford. This goes to Dr. Schmidt. On 6/21/23, Mrs. Fulford performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. And there was a moderate impairment of flow rates with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/15/21, there's been no significant change. Period. Epagra compression moderate, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Period. Thank you.